talk to someone else with Chief Cole. Mm-hmm. So why was the Olam Nivra? What was the purpose of the Bria? So he said, it's a derech of Tov Lemaitiv. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to Megali his Midah Tova in order to give. So he created creatures that can receive, but those creatures, in order to receive the ultimate good, which is a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, need to be able to have the same tchunot as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means they need to be able to give in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And therefore Hashem created a creature called Yisrael Eved Hashem, who has in him a neshama, that's chelok elaka mimal, and he therefore has this tchuna, just quality of being able to be a giver. That's what we said yesterday. Everybody agree?
Where are the mitzvot in this sense?
We'll get there. That's in chelek beis. We'll get to the mitzvahs. Right now we're just focusing on the relationship we have with Hashem. The mitzvahs are very important. Havada, no one's saying not. That's chelek beis. That's Yitzchok Avinu. We're dealing with Avram Avinu right now. Haramban, the Sefer Bereishis, Beparshas Briyos Adam HaRishon, Mefarish, Ki Shnei Yetziris Shoinus Hayu BeBriyos HaAdam. There were two different creations when it comes to the creation of Adam. HaRishoni Yetziris HaAdam HaGashmi. The first Yetzira, the first creation, was the creation of Adam HaGashmi. Yetziris Zu Mitztarefes L'Shah Avruim, V'Nechshevetz Kamin Revi BeBriyos. There's four levels of the Briyos. There's Daimam Tzomea Chayev Odom Medabe, and this Odom Agashmi that was created first is the fourth of the levels called Odom Medabe. Amnam Omifcha Yetzuri is the prize of the creation. Ach Sof Sof Hubri Agashmi Im Nefesh Bahemis Hashoef is the Kachu the Kabel Kol Azman. At the end of the day, he's a physical creation with a Nefesh Bahemis with the desire to take all the time. As we mentioned yesterday, that's Adam Amadabit. Lumazay say Yetzira Shnir Hayisi Briasa Adam. After that, we will see in the Psukim now, there was a Bria called Briasa Adam. Ashenufchabon Neshamelokis. He had a godly soul pumped into him. Chaylok Elokamima. When you say Ani Ledoidi, the Ani you're talking about is this. Yetzira zu hu min v'suga cheh shel bria. This is a completely different type of bria. This is not just another level of the four levels. This is a new bria, and it's called Yisrael Oved Hashem. Hu be'etzem tachlis ha-bria, v'alav ne'emo, v'yivra elokim es ha-odem v'tzalmoy. He's the purpose of creation, and about him it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created v'yivra, yivra is always Yesh Mi'ayin. It's a Adam B'Tzalmo. He created Adam in his image, whatever that means. Nitan bo koyach lois daima leboiro oilam. He has the koyach to be like the boiro oilam. Now that's the whole Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is based on this yesod. That you have koyach to be daima leboiro oilam. And he goes and explains exactly what all the dimyons are. Be'yoda b'chiram lintois l'leches acha nefesh ha-behemis. He has the b'chira whether to go after his nefesh ha-behemis, his animal dimension, liyeis noikel oid v'oid min oilam, to keep taking from the world, or sheme yaskir v'yatzliach l'leches achar ha-nefesh ha-leikis shebo, maybe he can wake up and understand via his own intelligence to go after his godly dimension, v'liyeis noisen l'boir oilam, and to be a giver ultimately to the boir oilam, whatever that means, we have to understand that. What's he giving Hashem? He's giving Hashem the ability to give to him. That's all he's giving Hashem. I can't give Hashem anything. But I can give him the ability to give to me, or I can choose to give him the ability not to give to me. We choose whether Hashem is going to give us or not. And if we choose no, he can't give us. In that way, we limit Kivyochel Hashem. Anybody who ever had to receive a favor or a toiva from a friend with an inability to give back anything knows correctly this toiva you received is not mushlam. Why? Because there's an icky feeling. An icky feeling of having received something for nothing. It's much better for a person to go and get a job and work and makabel a salary than to live off stock. Call it bread off shame. People don't like taking from other people. It creates an icky feeling. Therefore, this Adam that's going to be receiving from a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be able to also give back something. When he gets the scha ultimately in Olam Haba, it will be b'derech scha and not b'derech matana. Pashtas, there's going to be a level of the Chovas HaLevavos says there's a level that's also just matanin. We have to understand how that solves this problem. It's a kashan the Chovas HaLevavos, I'm going to now. But essentially the reward a person is going to get in Olam Haba is going to be a reward. It's not going to be a freebie. Because if it would be a freebie, it wouldn't be the ultimate good, because it's lacking in this aspect that of shame, and Hashem wants to give us the ultimate good. That's the whole purpose of here, Hashem to give the ultimate good to Adam. Now, when a Jew lives up he opens up and megales the tzelem elokim that's in him. He expands the godly nature that he has in him already. He becomes more and more like Hashem, and he's davuk bo. Kium ha-mitzvahs, bekavana nechoina, with the correct aiming, the correct direction. Pirusha lasis is a mitzvah amanat shiyeh kli haroi lekabal es birkas Hashem. Why am I doing this mitzvah? I'm doing this mitzvah, first because Hashem said so. But deep, I'm doing this mitzvah in order to be somebody that is, it is roi, is fitting to receive what Hashem wants to give me. Hashem's rotzon to give now gets actualized. Hashem's midas ha-toiva can now be revealed in all strength and glory. Is this clear? Look at this clear. Hashem created the world. Why? Once again, we don't know why Hashem created the world. But from the Ramchal, from the Arizal, post Maaseh Bereishis, we're allowed to say that Hashem created the world in order to bestow good. Because that's the nature of good, is to do good. What's the ultimate good he wants to give? If it's Hashem giving, he wants to give you the best. What's the best he can give you? The ultimate good is himself. An ability to be dovok in him. But that toiv, that reward, is not complete if you don't earn it, if you get it for free. That's why Hashem created the world. If we were with Hashem before he created us, and we're going to be back with him after he's created us, what do we need this for? Just stay where you were. Just stay where you were. We were dovek in Hashem before we were created. We were a chelok elokam imal. We were part of Hashem himself. And we were there all along. So what do you have to come down here for? Just stay there. No, because yeah, you come down, you get to earn it. When you go back, it's the ultimate shleimus good. That's the yesod of what the Ramchal and the Derech Hashem and the Arizal and the Yitzchayim are saying. That means, if you choose not to do what Hashem says, you choose not to give Hashem the ability to give you the scha. That's what's going on when you're doing mitzvahs. That's what you asked. That's what's going on when you're doing mitzvahs. I'm giving Hashem the opportunity, so to speak, kaviyachol, to give me what he wanted to give me. That's why I become a shutter for my sabreshis. Because my sabreshis cannot be completed if I don't do what Hashem wants, because he can't give. I'm preventing him from giving. Okay. We're going to be spending a lot of time working through this. We said many, many times until this eventually sinks in. To shober sa'oizen a little bit, right? וזהו פירוש דברי חכמינו חז"ל זה שכר מצווה מצווה. We're talking about שכר in עולם הבא. There's no שכר in this world. We're not talking about the good and the שכר that Hashem is giving you in this world. We're talking about what Hashem gives you in the next world. But what he gives you in this world, you should want. The Mishnah Pekah says, make your rotzon his rotzon. It means whatever he gives you, you should want. But I use the should word, and we don't use the should word. Wherever you're holding, that's where you're holding. But the ideal is whatever Hashem gives you, you should want it, because it's what's best for you. But we're not talking about what happens down here. We're talking about the ultimate schar, what we mentioned yesterday, that the Loshon of Maseiros Yesharim, Lahanos Miziv Shchinosoi. That's the ultimate reward. You get in Lona Bar, is Lahanos Miziv Shchinosoi. That's in the next world. Chovas Olavavas in Shara B'Tochen says that a person should understand that everything that's happening to him in this world is from Hashem, and therefore it's ultimately for the good, and therefore he should want it and desire it, even if it goes against his teva. Means even if he doesn't want it, you know what's good for you. You know what's good for you. I don't want this. But we're soldiers. We don't know what's good for us. We do what Hashem says. That's some level. That's a very, very far away, high level there. Make your rotson like his rotson, so he'll make his rotson like your rotson. It's mission to others. What's pshat schar mitzvah mitzvah? Heidush ikah mitzvah, he loa mitzvah ba'atzmai. Ela schar mitzvah. The ikah mitzvah, you'll be careful how you understand this, it needs expansion. The ikah mitzvah is not the mitzvah itself, it's the schar of the mitzvah. Why? Because the whole reason Hashem created the world and gave us the mitzvah is because He wants to give us schar. That mitzvah gives Hashem the opportunity, the ability, kaviyochol, to give us the schar. Zo ikah mitzvah. That's what the ikah mitzvah is for. The gamir ganasina shalavu boilam, and that's the ikah nasina we're giving Hashem. When I do this mitzvah, Hashem now can give me. The yaisem ikach. Yudiyavin Hashem noitom in oilam chazak kazeh. Therefore, a person only takes from this world what he needs when he understands that this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu benefiting, so to speak, or getting benefit or pleasure from this taking. A Jew doesn't take from this world for the sake of taking. He takes in order to give. Ramosha Feinstein's example yesterday. Taking in order to give. The Shem Grimus Tainug Vishashua Lamala. In order to create enormous Simchan Shashua in the higher world. Umamela called Natila Shaloyela Kolish Bohu Tainug Vinachas Ruach. Mimene, I know it all. Any taking from this world that doesn't give a Kolish Bohu Nachas and Tainug, he doesn't take. Vederech Zu Hadam Ivere Sashem is Barakasin Vabashot by your mama. Person serves Hashem 24 hours a day. Even when he's sleeping, he's taking from this world the beauty, pleasure of sleep. Sleep's a wonderful, wonderful machine, an unbelievable machine. Without sleep, we couldn't survive. The person goes to sleep, he's at the end of the day, he's finished, he's subrochen. You tell him you've got to keep going another 24 hours and carry on working until you're kenished. I can't, it's over. He goes to sleep for 4 hours or 5 hours or 6 hours, he wakes up the next morning, he's a Briah Chadasha, ready to serve Hashem again. You know chesed sleep is? Unbelievable chesed. So if he's sleeping, we take kavanah shekaviyachol boira olam nehne mikach. He's sleeping because Hashem's going to benefit from the sleep. Because tomorrow I'm going to have to do more mitzvahs and give Hashem opportunity to give. Kachu gam b'inyan achiloso. Eating. Why is he eating? Because I get a bit of strength, I can do more. The more I'm doing, the more nachas I'm giving Hashem. So my eating is also part of that avodah. They said the Vilna Gaon's eating was like bringing kabbonis on the Mizbeach. He was mamash bringing kabbonis every time he put a spoon into his mouth, whatever that means. And the same thing with all our physical needs. Jew goes for a walk on the beach in order to get some Yishuv Adas, some Lukas HaNefesh, in order to contemplate the wondrousness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why he's doing it. Kulu, 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 simcha av lamala, and Hashem loves it. And that's what says, in all your ways know Hashem. A Jew goes to the bank in order to cash a check, in order to take food, to buy food, to feed his family. He's Isaac in a mitzvah, the Raisa. If you just think about what he's doing, you know what happened to that check? And that Hashem frames it and sticks it up in his office there, you know, and he looks at it, he gets so much simcha from that. He's a Jew doing a mitzvah, he's feeding his family. The klalia is as long as a Jew is giving, is not taking and giving. Bekak mitchazek hadimyon bein hatzulin yaitzur. He's becoming more and more like his creator. You get more and more closer, you cleave more and more to Hashem. That's the purpose of creation. That Hashem's midah tova should be revealed upon us more and more and more. I've said this many times, I'm saying it again for myself, because I heard this 30 years ago from one of the Gedolei Yisrael. Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik for Kodesh Lebroche. I heard from him all the week afterwards that Simcha told even more than what he told me. And that is, it's not shaykh to be a human being without what I'm about to tell you. Never mind a Jew. It's not shaykh to function without this. It was Desler in the first chalak of Michtav Meliyahu, which is translated into English, is the first chalak of Star for Truth. There's an essay called Kuntras Achese, Discourse on Loving Kindness, it's translated. In there is a perek, a chapter called Giving and Taking. Without that, you can't survive. Your Judaism doesn't start without understanding those you sow with. Because there are only two dynamics in this world, giving and taking. And since Hashem can only give and can't take, every act of taking is distancing self from Hashem, and every act of giving is making yourself like Hashem. And there's no middle ground. There's no way you can live in the middle, there's no gray area. You're either giving or taking, your destiny explains it there beautifully. It's either giving or taking. Sometimes it looks like taking, your Moshe is taking a sweater, that's giving. Sometimes it looks like it's giving and it's the biggest taking. But there's no middle ground here. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu only gives. Even this, what we've set up to now, that we're giving to Hashem and He's taking from us, it's only in order to give us. It's what Moshe's giving. And therefore, every act of giving brings you closer to Hashem, and every act of taking takes you further away from Hashem. And that's where a Jew lives, on that fulcrum, that's where you're living. That's the sort of kolay terakuloy, that's the sort of everything. So I, once again, highly recommend that you dredge out that Michtav Eliyahu, or the Star for Truth, and go have a look at it. And the Simcha told me to learn it once a month. I can't say that I've been Yotzizan, but okay. No, I'll never forget anything he told me.
How do you translate the total creation of Hashem's Midas Tova to be a whole or what?
That Hashem's Midah of goodness will be revealed upon us.
Revealed upon us?
Revealed upon us. Hashem has a Midah of Tova. Let's make it like this. Let's make it more simple. You have inside of you a midah tova, a midah to give. When do I see or benefit from your midah tova? When you reveal it to me, when you give me something. When you actually do good, that midah tova is misgale. As long as I'm not able to do good, so I have the midah tova, but it never got revealed. There, you can x-ray me, you'll see I'm the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. I just never did any Chesed. If you learn nothing else in your life, it was worth all coming here today for this. No, but I'm saying if you learn nothing else, this you have to know. Because this is everything. There isn't anything that exists outside of this dynamic. You're either giving or taking, and there's nothing in the middle. When you're giving, you're like Hashem. When you're taking, you're not like Hashem.
But how to know if you are giving, giver or taker?
We don't ask how questions in this shit. We just tell you what you got to do, and we leave you alone to go do it. How? Person has to be very, you have to learn lots of musa. You have to learn lots of musa to get to know yourself very well. You have to be ruthlessly honest with yourself. And you have to also recognize that as a human being, you're never going to be 100% like Hashem, because we have this aspect of needing to survive in the world and to take certain things from the world. Our kavana changes our taking into giving. Because I'm taking from the world. I just took a chicken from this world, shechted it, and ate it. It's not a bigger act of taking than that. And yet, if I use the energy I got from the chicken properly, that's called giving. It's a very high level. We mentioned that before. It's an ideal. You've got to get in touch, first of all, where you're holding, and then slowly, slowly grow there. And you have to be honest with yourself. Don't try and fool yourself here. Come on, if you fool the whole world, that might be beneficial, but fooling yourself is totally useless. Be very, very honest. Even if you're disappointed with your level right now, that's where I should put you. That's where you are. Accept where you are and slowly start trying to improve. Expand the circle of giving. Destin discusses it a lot there. It goes into it in a lot of depth, and we're going to see more and more as we go along here. Once again, how do you go about doing this klapa, your relationship with Hashem, is through kiyum mitzvahs. That's why Hashem gave us the mitzvahs. That's how we ultimately give back to Hashem, from becoming the mitzvahs. How do you do that? You learn the halachas, you learn how to do the mitzvahs, and you start doing them. And slowly, slowly, you change your perspective on why you're doing them and how you're doing them. We're going to discuss that. Your relationship with mitzvahs changes in a very, very amazing way. Remind me what I just said. When you're doing the mitzvahs because Hashem told me to do the mitzvahs, I've got to do them. I'm a soldier, I'm doing the mitzvahs because I've got to do them. So that's one relationship you have with mitzvahs. When I'm doing the mitzvahs because I'm now doing this mitzvah because I'm giving Hashem an opportunity to give me the schar, I'm not doing this because I want the schar. I'm not mashamas as a odoid. I'm a nas lekabel klas. I'm not doing that. I'm doing it in order to give Hashem the opportunity to give me the schar. Not because I want the schar, because I want to give him what he wants.
To give.
So I'm giving him the opportunity to give. That means every nisoyin in whether I'm going to do this mitzvah or not, it's not about do I do the mitzvah, don't do the mitzvah, I'm going to be a good boy or a naughty boy. It's about, hey, I have an opportunity to give something to Hashem. Am I going to do that or not? That's a very different perspective on reality.
Nah, come on, but that's sort of we do this mitzvah, so Hashem giving Olam Ba. Come on, I'm thinking I want my Olam Ba. I want the.
Once again, real in my real space, you're up. I'm going to be doing this in order to give to Hashem because I want the schar. Fine. That's what I'm holding. You're describing an ideal. I'm not describing your real.
I'm supposed to get around the I want the Olam Ba, I want the schar to.
You're supposed to. You're supposed to do a proper serious cheshbon hanefesh, find out where you're holding, accept that, get in touch with where you're supposed to be holding, which is this, and then design a program how you're going to get from where you are to where you need to get to, and do a lot of davening. That's everything in life, no? Explain to me how anything ever works differently to what I just described now. Any change you want to make is going to require these three dynamics. Real, where am I now? Ideal, where am I supposed to be going? And how do I get there one step at a time? Because I can't take more than one step at a time. And every time I take a step, I celebrate that new step that I've just taken with Hashem's help. Is there any change that can work differently? Except on Leila Seder. Leila Seder, you get a special Siyata Dishmaya, you can jump. But then Sfiras HaEmes starts, and you're going to start rebuilding it one small step at a time. I've just come out of Mitzrayim, I've crossed Yam Suf, but I want to be at Sinai! Okay, that's the ideal. What's real? I'm in the desert. Just crossed Yam Suf. What am I going to do? I'm going to take 49 gentle steps from Pesach to Shavuot. Very simple. You're in Beit Shemesh and I want to be in Yerushalayim. That's very disappointing because you were supposed to be in Yerushalayim 20 minutes ago and you've missed your appointment. You've got to get there. You're not there yet. Fine. Where am I? I'm in Beit Shemesh. And however fast you go, even if you hire a helicopter, there's still going to be a gap between real and ideal that you have to close.
I'm trying not to get onto the bus.
Well, that's why you need to know where you are, because if you don't know where you are, it's very hard to go to where you need to go to. You also need to know where you're going, because otherwise you don't have a direction finder. And then you have to plot your course, the how. That's a very personal journey, the how. If that's not clear, nothing's clear. Then you can't change. You can't do anything. Then you become a good Catholic and you wait for somebody to come and sacrifice his life for you and change you. Because you can't change. we're Jews, we believe that we can change. I don't know any other way to change other than going from where I am to where I need to be, to one step at a time. If anybody's got a quicker way, let me know. Sorry, you want to say?
I said amazing awareness of how it works kind of.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Yep. Oh, Boch Hashem. Boch Hashem. Yeah. We can expand that and grow it and develop it and make it more practical. We're just starting. We're just starting. It's much better than this.
But we have also, we have the individual dimension, but we have also the collective dimension.
Correct. That's Klal Uprat. Yeah, we can make this impossibly difficult. Everyone will just throw in the towel and go home. Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, we're trying to make it easy. In a chinami, there's klal, there's prat, person has to know his machavos of alama, person has to know ezum chaymai, many, many things a person needs. Yeah, there's 49 kinyanei ha-teira, there's 49 aspects of the diamond that a person has to master in order to become shalem. Yeah, in a chinami.
The mitzvah, it's not impact for us, it's for...
It has an impact ultimately, yes, of course, of course, of course. But right now, once again, we're focusing on Avram and not Yaakov.
Yeah, okay.
That's the Yaakov dimension, where we take our own inner reality and my own personal understanding of who I am. We give that to Yitzchak. He goes and builds a very deep, profound relationship with Hashem through mitzvahs. Yaakov takes that and goes and expands that into the whole world. That's exactly the dynamic. Right now, we're focusing on Beinonim L'Atzmoy. We're just trying to understand who we are. In the Ani L'Doiri, we're trying to understand who Ani is. That's all. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock already. It gets there very quickly these days.
Thank you.
Mordechai Sher.
Sher? You grew up on Swarovski?
No. No, I haven't grown up yet, but
I was saying...
I played a lot in South Africa. Since I came from...